Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. I'm Some Guy.
I'm the Bugman. So listen, what would you do if I said, turn the air up?
I'd go turn the heat on.
Turn the heat on?
Yeah.
Why would you go there? Like, if I say turn the air up, you go turn the heat down. Or turn the heat on.
Well, I'd turn the heat on because you said go turn the air up. So I'm gonna go turn you turn it up,
right?
Temperature up. You're gonna go turn the heat on.
That doesn't make any sense.
Then what would you do if I say go turn the air up?
First of all, I don't see what saying air has anything to do with you messing with the heat at all. Honestly.
Well, yeah, it's the thermostat though.
Yeah, but that's
not... You do the air on the thermostat.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that, though. I mean,
Well, then what are we talking about?
We're talking about turning the air up.
Okay, so we're turning the air up.
Right.
And what do you do when you say turn the air up?
Well,
what I do.
Well, are we in the car or are we in the house?
What does the car have to do with it? Well, I thought we were talking... You're talking... We're here.
Yeah, we're here. And maybe we're in the car here.
Well, if we're in the car, if we're in the car, that's a little different. There's some other elements there.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Because now if you're asking me, do you turn the...
Right.
Will you turn the air up?
Right.
I'm probably just going to crank it to where it's blowing a little harder.
Well, what does blowing harder have anything to do with air?
Well, you know, because you say, can you turn the air up? And I'm thinking, well, maybe he wants to feel it a little more, and so I'm just turn the...
Yeah, but I'm not wanting to feel more air.
Right.
I want the air...
Yeah.
...to be up. You know what I
mean? Colder? Or do you mean hotter?
No, yeah.
Because I can turn the heat on.
Yeah, no, I still don't understand why we keep going back to the heat thing.
Well, because we're talking about turning the hair... The hair. Now we're... okay.
Now, see...
We're not talking about a haircut here.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Now, like, I've had haircuts where it gets a little hot and I wish they'd turn the air down.
Right.
But we're talking about the heat.
Right.
You're saying turn the air up and I'm saying, okay, I'm going to go turn, like I will, the temperature, I will go turn it up, the heat.
Okay.
On.
Yeah, but if I said turn it up.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
Right.
You know, I don't... If you said turn it up,
yes, turn it up.
You're gonna go turn the heat on.
I'm gonna go turn the heat on.
But see, if you're in the car, then
yes.
And I say turn the air up,
right?
You're making the fan blow harder,
right?
See, I don't just you're making
if you,
these,
and that's in if you're in the front. You know, are you in the front or are you in the rear of the car?
Well, that's
then there's rear control.
Yeah, but that's
where there's a whole nother issue because you gotta switch. You either switch that over to where the people in the rear can handle it,
right?
Or you do it yourself up at the front.
Yeah, but now you're just changing the subject because where you're sitting does not have anything to do
well,
with
it does matter because,
the air being
well, we're
up.
Talking about sitting in the house or we're talking about sitting in the car.
Okay, well, we're not...
And if where you position in the car and then how... If you turn the air up, does that mean the person in the back of the car wants the heat on and the person in the front wants the air and then you want it to blow harder or less or more?
You know, now that you're saying that, I'm really thinking that it doesn't matter if you're in the car or you're in the house. If I say, some guy,
yes,
turn the air up,
yes,
it should only mean one thing.
What's that?
It should only mean make it colder.
Well, I don't understand because I'm thinking we need it to be a little warmer in the car. Okay, so
right.
When you say turn it up,
I'm going to turn the volume up on the radio, right?
I now, mean, why are we?
What station? I mean, I guess that would depend on what station we're on.
What station?
Yeah.
What does the station have to do with the air, though?
Well, if you say turn it up, then...
You're thinking volume.
Then, yeah, I'm going to say
well,
what music
are
you listening to?
Well, as long as we're on the topic of music, I want to listen to some soft rock or something.
Well, then why would you say turn it up? Because soft rock is meant to be soft, and you would keep it down.
Because I want to kind of chill out.
Right, so you don't need to turn it up, then that wouldn't make any sense.
Right.
Now, if we were listening to, like, heavy metal...
Yeah.
And you said turn it up. I'd say, absolutely, sir.
What for?
Well, because you said we need to turn that up. We need some more heat in there to, you know, some more heat in the metal music. So, you know, you turn it up.
So you're wanting to heat, you're wanting to turn the heat up with some metal.
With some metal.
But I'm, okay, but see, at the end of my work day, I'm thinking it's time to chill out.
Right.
So soft rock is where I'm going to go. So if I tell you to turn it up or down, whatever it is. I don't care. I want the station to be on soft rock because I want to I want to chill out.
Yeah, no, you keep going back. You keep going back to this thing. You keep bringing it back to this thing. All I'm saying is when I say air,
yeah,
it means not heat.
Not heat.
It means not heat. Okay. And when I say up, it obviously means colder.
Okay.
I don't see where you're getting confused on this.
Well, your question is turn. Well, your thing. Okay. Your statement is turn the air up.
Turn the air up.
And I'm turning the heat on. But you would rather listen to heavy metal.
Yeah. Loud.
Loud. When you turn it up.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to chill out listening to soft rock with the heat on.
But exactly.
I would prefer that the heat be down.
Yeah, but you can't.
During the soft
rock. Yeah, but you don't turn the heat down.
I want to chill, though.
See, that's another thing. You can't just say, hey, turn the heat down.
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't. No. No.
Then what are we supposed to do whenever I'm trying to listen to soft rock? You want to listen to heavy metal. You want the air up. I want it down.
Right. Right.
And one of us is sitting in the front seat, and one of us is in the back seat.
For some reason, that, that matters.
Yeah,
but see, what I'm saying is if you want the heat up, then you turn it down.
Okay.
And if you want the air up, then you turn. If you want the air down, then you turn it up.
Okay.
And that depends on what music you're listening to. I mean, does that make sense? Am I making any sense
to
you at all?
Well, I mean, sort of. It's sort of just kind of.
It's not like it's rocket science.
Well, no, but I mean, I feel like I'm getting it. I don't know if I think our wires are getting crossed. We're trying to understand.
Well,
we're both trying to understand the question. Maybe we're just arguing two different sides of the same coin here, but.
No, I do see where you're coming. I mean, I do see where you're coming, but, you know, at the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, turn it up when I'm turning it down.
Yes.
It can only mean one thing.
What is that?
Well, I mean, that's what we've been figuring out this whole time.
Right.
That when I'm turning it up, we're making it colder so that the heat from the metal can be turned down.
Can be turned down.
Yeah.
You know, I think that yes.
Crystal clear, that is.
Exactly the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly the way it's supposed to be.
Now, you see, whenever my wife and I, when we talk about the air,
mm-hmm.
when we talk about the air and the heat and whatnot, it's usually just her decision.
Right.
If it goes up or down,
mm-hmm.
I'm usually wrong in the first place.
Yeah, well, but between...
And so she ends up changing it, usually, regardless of whether or not she told me to turn it up or down, I usually get it wrong. So she has to change it.
And that makes total sense. I mean, that makes total sense that you say that. But just because one person does it one way, we all know doesn't mean that it's the only way.
Yeah.
That it's the only right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So ultimately, at the end of the day, like you said earlier, you put it perfectly earlier. Like you said, at the end of the day, when you're wanting to turn it down, you turn it up so you can then turn it down while you're turning it up.
Yes.
All right, then.
That sounds perfect
to me. That sounds perfect. Let's shut this thing down then.
Well, okay. If you are trying to figure out
how to turn the air up,
then I think we've done it.
We've done it.
This is the episode for you.
Yep.
Everybody's thermostat is just a little bit finicky and it's a little bit different.
Sure.
You know, you can get some pretty good ones on Amazon.
Yep.
And not only that, the car unit can be replaced.
Yep. Yep.
You should definitely look into this.
And we should, and you also have to take note of what station you're on. It's not just a simple, let me do the heat, blah, 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 blah. It's also about whatever station you're on. We have to really pay attention to the whole goings on of the situation.
Yes. Okay. Well, if you're trying to figure out the temperature or what our question is, then this is the podcast for you. I hope that you will share it with your friends who are also sort of in the same vein trying to
settle an argument.
Settle an argument and make their way into, you know, lasting peace between two people who now I believe we fully understand one another and where we were coming from. Listen, we don't have to agree on everything.
Sure.
We can have a conversation.
Sure.
And as long as we agree on what the truth is, you know, then we can disagree and it'll be okay.
Why not? Yeah.
I think there are profound truths to be made and discovered in this.
Yep.
These lessons.
When talking about stations and stats.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm some guy.
I'm the Bug Man, signing out.
This is some guy in the Bug Man, figured things out.